I don't know if you can hear this or not, but it is raining cats and dogs right outside my window. There was a thunder just about jumped out of my skin a few moments ago. I just saw lightning. Wait for the thunder. Oh, you're not going to hear it. But for the first time ever on the Sunday forecast, I'm recording right in the middle of a storm. And I think it's kind of cool, actually. So, hey, welcome back. This is Pastor Bert with your Sunday forecast. So, hello, everybody. This is Pastor Bert Cloud with your Sunday forecast. I've been away for a little bit, and I have missed you, and I'm excited to be back, kind of letting you know some of the stuff that's going on in our congregation. Hey, and this Sunday, we have a special treat for you. I'm actually going to be away traveling with family, have a chance to do that, really excited about that. But my friend and United Methodist Deacon, Catherine Malloy, will be our guest preacher. Catherine is just a beautiful soul with a wealth of experience and a heart for service. She's a deacon, a heart full of compassion, and I know that you're going to be blessed by the message that she brings. She's going to be preaching from the book of Colossians, chapter 1. She'll work her way through verses 1 through 14. I'm going to read those for you and let you guess about what she's going to be talking about, and I will just, you know, it's going to be fruitful. All right. So fruitful might be a hint there. Anyway, Colossians 1, 1 through 14. Here we go. From Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by God's will, and Timothy, our brother, to the holy and faithful brothers and sisters in Christ and Colossae, grace and peace to you from God our Father. We always give thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you. We've done this since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and your love for all God's people. You have this faith and love because of the hope reserved for you in heaven. You previously heard about this hope through the true message, the good news, which has come to you. The message has been bearing fruit, and growing among you since the day you heard and truly understood God's grace. In the same way that it is bearing fruit and growing in the whole world. You learned it from Epaphras. I think I said that right, Epaphras, who is the fellow slave we dearly love, who is Christ's faithful minister for your sake. He informed us of your love in the Spirit. Because of this, since the day we heard about you, we haven't stopped praying for you and asking for you to be filled with the knowledge of God's will, with all wisdom and spiritual understanding. We're praying this so that you can live lives that are worthy of the Lord and pleasing to Him in every way, by producing fruit in every good work and growing in the knowledge of God, by being strengthened through His glorious might, so that you would endure everything and have patience, and by giving thanks with joy to the Father. Hear the thunder. He made it so you could take part in the inheritance in light granted to God's holy people. He rescued us from the control of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of the Son He loves. He set us free through the Son and forgave our sins. Now, this is just such rich, fruitful material, and I think that Catherine's really just going to have a great word of blessing for you. And so I'm sorry that I won't be there with you, but I will be joining online and you know, in enjoying that connection that we enjoy with each other in all these different ways. So as we prepare our hearts, as you kind of are thinking about this and reflecting on these words, on the hope and the faith and the love that shape our lives as followers of Christ, I hope that you'll, you know, find yourself living lives that are worthy of the Lord. The thunder in the background really kind of like accents kind of what I'm saying, but I hope that actually you have a chance to really kind of open yourself to what is being prepared here for Sunday. And I look forward to seeing you in the worship that will happen. I'll be online, but also I will be back the following week to be with you, and Reverend Malloy will do just a fine job because she's cool. She'll also be celebrating communion. She's a United Methodist deacon. And just recently at our general conference, there was legislation passed that allowed for deacons to regularly preside at the table. So I know it's a real special thing for her to come and be at the table and celebrate communion with you on Sunday. So I'm really excited for her and for us in that. Now, I have also been kind of getting ready for the rest of the summer and the fall. And I want to let you know that when I come back on the 20th, we're going to have a series. We'll start a series called I Like Jesus, But... Not, I know that sounds weird, but it's I like Jesus, however, right? And so that Sunday, we'll kind of start finishing those sentences and exploring what it is that the scriptures say about liking Jesus but struggling with things. So on the 20th, I'll have a message called I like Jesus, but I don't know if Jesus likes me. There are a lot of folks that really kind of struggle with that, or, you know, I've done, you don't know what I've done, you know, come on, would Jesus really like me? No. And then on the following weeks, we will continue with that. I like Jesus, but I don't like Christians, or I like Jesus, but I've got a lot of questions, you know, that sort of thing. So we will work our way through that series. And then after that, we'll have a series on why do we do it this way? So starting in the middle part of August, I'll be kind of bringing to you a special series about some of the basic things that we do in church, including communion and baptism. By the way, we're going to have some baptisms later on in the summer. I'm really excited about that. And then also, we'll talk about prayer. Why is it that we pray for others? How is it that we kind of do that well and right? And then in September, here we come, we will have a series about the new vision statement of the United Methodist Church and how it kind of fits in who we are, how we love boldly and serve joyfully and lead courageously. And then we have our 150th celebration. So a lot to look forward to the rest of the summer, a lot to enjoy as we move forward into the fall. I'm so thankful for the life that I share with you. I'm looking forward to how we're going to continue to encounter God and continue to see the fruitfulness that is to come. So listen, I'm going to head out and hopefully not hit some bad weather as I walk out the door. But as I leave, I want to kind of encourage you to be mindful and prayerful of those who have really faced some horrific weather, certainly those folks in Texas. There are people around the world that are struggling with weather issues, but the loss of life in Texas has been just really hard to imagine, really heartbreaking, particularly so many young people, so many children losing their lives. So be in prayer for their families and their loved ones and for those communities as they try to make sense of all of that. Listen, God bless you. Take care of yourself, and I will look forward to talking to you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.